Everyone, welcome back.
Hi, welcome back.
That is so awkward. Welcome back. What is that accent?
It's my Texas accent.
We're here having some tea, or are you in the persona of trying to be in Texas for a very special day?
I wish, yeah. The last 2 years, this weekend, I was in Texas and I'm not, and it's sad, but.
I'm sad, yeah.
Girl can dream.
Isn't it your third anniversary?
Yeah.
That's wild. Happy anniversary to you and Bubs.
Thank you.
You'll watch the race later. That's exciting for any F1 fans out there.
Yeah.
You got any fun facts to share? Okay. No. Very late.
I mean, I have a million. That's what my brain is, you know? It's like I have a million facts. Like we want.
Who do you think is going to win the race this time?
Max. He wins every race.
Can he stop winning? Like, can he just, like, take
Although,
a chill?
Okay, I have a fun fact.
Sure.
Only fact. For people that care about Formula 1, and then we'll switch away from Formula 1, because not that many
I mean, F1's pretty cool. Also, I know you have a fun fact, but what was so sick is Netflix is coming up with a full swing of that golf Netflix show that I love, and they're mixing it with F1.
Wait, what do you mean? How do they mix it?
I don't know. Mixed with Full Swing.
Oh, I saw that you
Or are there two separate new apps? It looked like they were combining it, and I didn't really understand how they were combining it, but it looked really cool, and I was like, oh, I'm so intrigued to figure out what this is.
No.
Was it two separate shows?
I looked into that. It was...
Are they just launching it on the same day?
Maybe. So, Netflix is doing their first ever live streaming event, and it's going to be of the Las Vegas race.
Well, I don't know how. Something, what are they doing for the golf?
No clue.
You know what? We'll look into it because I was so intrigued by it. I was like, yo, because I'm super excited for the new season to come out. But anyways, I digress. What was your fun fact?
Are you caught up with that show?
Full Swing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I finished season one. I don't know if season two's come out. I haven't really looked.
Okay, cool.
But I know there's a season two coming out.
Very exciting. We're sports girlies.
This is a sports podcast, a self-help podcast, and a Bravo podcast. And then we're going to talk about some arts, because Monica's super crafty.
Oh my gosh, so are you.
You know, we're supporting women in the arts.
Yeah, we have so much to discuss.
What was your fun fact, though?
Oh, I mean, it's not that fun, but...
Don't sell yourself this short. Is know your truth.
The 10 races that have occurred at this track in the USGP... No one has ever won, not from the front row, so not from starting first or second. So Max is starting sixth, so he might actually not win.
Ooh, so who's starting front row then?
Charles Leclerc.
Ooh, spicy. Yeah. Okay, I'm intrigued. I'll Google the results later and see if your theory holds up.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? He just do good for anyone. So.
Well... You're a woman of many hats because you went to pottery earlier. How the hell was that?
Well, we've had a very crafty weekend. We did candle making on Friday.
You carved pumpkins last weekend.
Oh my gosh, it's true.
Made candles on Friday. I blacked out, as I do best.
How much did you do in the candle making process?
Nothing.
I
received the candle. That was what I did in the candle making process. I drank my wine, ate the cheese, and I got handed a candle.
It's over there. It's really cute.
I lit it the other day. It was great.
Does it smell nice?
I'm not very sure because I'm a little congested.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure it does.
Mm. Well, next time you neti pot, Jess said that she's going to vlog it so
no,
we can
I'm
post
not.
It.
No,
if you don't
I'm
know
not.
What a neti pot is, look it up and,
no.
and make sure you personally DM Jess and say, please record
I'm
this next
time. I'm not going
time.
To neti pot. That's so sick. Also, you can neti pot and vlog. You're so good at vlogging.
I just like to do it as a joke sometimes. I think it's really funny.
Also, if you guys remember Monica's motion sickness glasses, stay tuned for a little video. We tested them out. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see what we're talking about. I think they work. But you know what? Stay tuned for that little video. We'll be on TikTok.
Yeah, we got a little crazy with the motion sick glasses on candle night.
I can't believe you didn't get nauseous. Honestly, I'm kind of shocked.
I mean, yeah, usually takes a little bit longer than that to, like, get nauseous.
Oh, okay, so it's not, like, instant?
No.
Because you didn't join that fucking horrifying ride we did in London that was, like, the spinny thing.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that would have...
Honestly, it was a nightmare. That was, like, the worst thing I've ever done in my entire universe of life. Like, I hated every single moment of it. The whole time, I honestly just wanted to make myself pass out just to forget that I was there.
Like, your unconscious body just, like, flopping around in the red.
Like, you guys know those little, like, how do you describe it? It's like those... It's not, you know, like the spinny teacup ride, except it's not a teacup. It's like, you know, this.
So it was just
machine thing.
I kind of forget what it looked like. So you guys were
picture like a movie theater couch, honestly. And, you know, there's a, but it's like a circle, and there's a bunch of people around it. And then you're like holding the steering wheel if you want to, that helps it spin more. But essentially there's a dude that walks around each, like, you know, movie theater couch thing and spins you even more while the machine itself is already spinning. It's like those classic spinny teacups rides, but again, it's not a teacup. And it's just, like, absolutely, honestly, I'm shocked. That was hilarious. No one has, like, chundered. Like,
I'm sure, well, you guys didn't, which was shocking, but I'm sure other people have. Like, I'm so glad I didn't do that. I was so entertained watching you guys. And you guys came off and you're all like, I feel terrible. And you guys felt like shit for like 20 minutes. And I was just like, I love this Christmas market.
Oh my God, screw you. I literally can't believe you missed out, man. But honestly, it was for the best. You know, like, you would have hated your life after. I hated my life after. I literally remember when the ride stopped and me and Molly were still screaming. Like, literally the ride stopped and I'm just like, no! No! Like, Schmidt.
Okay, Schmidt, yeah. That was great. And those, like, British guys were literally, picking on you guys, too. And they were just, like, running around, like, flipping over. Like, yeah, it was crazy. But, yeah, it was
not. Oh, my God. It gives me the chills.
Hibbijibis.
The hibbijibis. I should have worn my motion sickness glasses.
I know. Well, people just wear them all the time, I think.
I know.
Fashion statement and functional.
So, how was pottery? You made some pots?
Yeah. Well... So you leave it there because then they're like firing it up, and then next week we paint it, and then you come back once it's like fully dried and
then you put like a plant in it.
Yeah, well, I made like a little like plate typey thing, and then like a little like tiny shallow bowl, and then like some weird vase thing. I don't know. It's like I have an idea in my head. This is the first time I ever did it, so I had no clue what I was doing, but I have an idea in my head of what I want to make. It doesn't happen.
Oh, wait, is it really difficult?
It's not it's like really, it was really, really relaxing and like therapeutic. I was gonna say,
I've seen it in videos, it looks really calming.
You should try it. Everyone should try it once, I think. It was really nice.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just like a Sunday morning activity, you know? Like, it's just relaxing. And yeah, that was the thing, is like, we had other, like, different opportunities to just like play around with it, and it's just like, low stress, low stakes.
Is this what 28 has come to? A day of day drinking?
I saw you really excited to say something.
Go nuts.
I can tell it's just me shitting on my ears. Well, guess what? A couple weeks and you're there.
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm 23 forever. So, you know what? Screw all you guys. I'm not getting older. I can't get older if I don't have a birthday. That is my theory. So I am not having a birthday. I am not having a birthday. Nobody is celebrating because I am not getting older.
Well, we're celebrating because I was forced to celebrate mine. So you're going to be forced to celebrate yours.
Absolutely not. Well, one of the questions I have for you is, do you have any tips and tricks for dealing with a hangover post 28?
I feel like, post 28. I was like, you were more hungover than me this weekend.
I feel like I wake up tired and I feel hungover, but I honestly recover in like 20-30 minutes.
That's really good, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps with the drunk eating. Like on Friday, like I drunk ate and that totally helped.
Oh yeah, I mean, eating and drinking water before bed.
I chug a bunch of water when I wake up. Yeah, so I'm like so dehydrated.
Yeah, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, chug a water.
Yeah, I do that a lot too. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I used to get really, like, my stomach would get really sick, and that hasn't been happening lately, which, like, is amazing.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
But the thing is if you think that's gonna happen to you, you eat really quickly before you get sick, so that you can't, like, you know, if we get really nauseous, you don't even want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, if you think that's gonna happen to you when you wake up, just eat immediately so that you don't get
sick. And it helps?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good tip, because I don't know, I feel like I haven't been nauseous in a while, touch wood. I don't want to be there, and I don't need to get there.
Oh, we'll get you there.
No, why? Why? That's not something you want to look forward to.
For your birthday.
No.
If you're not, like, a little bit hungover celebrating your birthday at one point, then...
It's not happening. You didn't tell people. I feel like been there, done that. I'm good.
Well, we'll see.
I will have tea and watch some Disney Plus.
Is that what 28 has come to?
You mean 23? Because that's how I am in my head.
So you're turning 24?
Physically 27. No, I'm not turning anything. I'm staying 23. It was a great year, and we're going to keep it that way.
Right. Noted.
But good on you for doing all these activities.
Yeah, you too, man. You too.
You really are an artistic lady, my friend.
Well, yeah, a bit, I guess. I am a designer, so like it'd be weird if I wasn't.
That's fair. But you do a lot of UXing.
I like that you come along for the ride. You're very open-minded about, like, crafts and stuff. You guys do, like, your little Bob Ross nights sometimes.
With crayons. I mean, that's not my initiation. That's someone else initiating it. Again, I'm just there for the vibes and for the drinks. And not as artistic as it seems. My paintings are terrible, but that's okay. What I'm good at is talking about Bravo. And I am fully caught up. I watched so much Bravo this week. When I say fully caught up, I mean, I watched everything that is to be watched out there.
You did your homework.
Yeah, and honestly, Below Deck, I'm not really having it. I'm going to keep watching it, but, like, I don't know, man. I feel like maybe they peaked in episode one where, like, things were so insane. And now all there is, the entire show so far, is Natalia and Tumi just yelling at each other. And that's it. There's no other... There's, like, nothing else going on.
That's true.
And it's, like, giving me anxiety.
Yeah, it's almost too much. Where she's just, like... Natalia's just running around shouting. Like, all, like literally, Tumi says one thing to her, and she just swears under her breath and runs away. Like, she's just been so hostile and aggressive. It's like, girl, what is up? Like, are you okay? Why are you so immediately aggressive with Tumi?
She clearly has some weird resentment, and I don't know why. She has a lot of pent-up anger, and... Maybe she's just pissed that she was doing so well as Chiefs do and then got demoted to third, but it's like that you literally agreed upon that prior to that happening.
And don't take it out on Tumi. I mean, she had the position before you. I know that's hard to transition out of, but like she's been doing a good job. Just because she's doing it differently from you doesn't mean that you can get upset. Like, she was crazy last episode.
I know. I honestly, I really hope they tone it down. I really want to see Kyle do some dumb shit because he's like so funny. And his relationship with Natalia are really fun too. So I hope they just have some happier vibes. You know when you watch a show and it's just like all yelling and that's it? It's like, okay, like sure, we love the drama, but we like the happy stuff. We like the funny stuff. And like, I can't sit for a whole hour watching people yell at each other. Not my vibe. Like, I'm exhausted. When is the new episode coming out? Is Below Deck?
Monday.
So, okay, Below Deck's Monday.
Yeah.
Salt Lake's Wednesday? No, it's Tuesday. What's on Wednesday?
Nothing. Southern Charm's on Thursday.
Oh, Wednesday's our break day.
I think so, yeah.
And then Thursday's back to Southern Charm. Yeah.
But then Winter House is coming...
October 24. What day is that? Is that a Tuesday?
So it's Tuesday.
So there's going to be Salt Lake and Winter House on Tuesday?
I guess so.
That doesn't make sense. Well, you're right. 24 is Tuesday, but...
Yeah, but Salt Lake is definitely... Isn't it... It's Tuesdays, right? Or is it Wednesday?
I mean, I think you're right. Like, it's Tuesday. Now I have to look it up.
We basically have a full week of Bravo.
I know.
Every week.
Well, this is why it's so hard keeping up. Because... Like, also, when I type in, like, Salt Lake into Google, they need to know I'm talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and not, like, actual Salt Lake. Because, like...
It's the second time you've done this.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, can they just know already by now what I'm trying to look for? Like, God. They need to have better search engine optimization.
Do you think it's too much Bravo?
Oh, there's never too much Bravo. Good Are you answer. Kidding me? Yeah. Yeah, it's on Tuesday. At 8 p.m. Winter House is going to be at 9 p.m.
Okay. Because all the other ones are at 9.
Oh my God. Exhaustion. Right? We're busy. Anyone's looking for us, we're busy. And also, I'm still trying to finish Real Housewives of New York City because it's so good. But again, my calendar is like booked up.
Have you been liking it?
Love it. I really think you should watch it. I think it's great because maybe it's the whole modern twist to it. I don't know. But, like, it's like, fun. Also, you know when you watch something and, like, aesthetically it's, like, nice to look at?
Oh, right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, there's also that, too. But, yeah, I don't know. They're, like, funny. Some of them are, like, hip. Their drama's entertaining. Yeah, I think they did a good job. They did a good job so far.
What's the whole thing with, like, Jenna Lyons, right? Isn't there, like...
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like, who's your favorite? I don't know. I've only seen things about her, really. Like, I don't know any of the other
ones. A lot of memes of Jenna.
Not memes, but, like, people liking her.
Well, so Jenna Lyons, fun fact, was the designer for J. Crew.
Oh,
so she's,
yes,
like,
I do
really famous because of that.
Wow.
But no, she's, like, a cool person. I mean, I don't know really why people are liking her so much. I mean, I think she's great and she's, like, cool in the show, but, like, I don't know, I'm only 5 episodes in. I think, I'm totally gonna botch her name. Is it Ube? Uba. It's Uba.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Ube.
Ube's a thing.
No, I know. Yeah. It's like, I think a Filipino ice cream thing. Uba is her name. She's freaking hilarious. And I love Bryn. Bryn is the one who reminds me of Grace Lilly from Southern Hospitality. And then Uba is, like, hilarious. Like, she's a stunning model. Can't remember where she's from, but she's just really, her personality is just, like, hilarious. They're all kind of funny too, because, like, these are, like, housewives ladies who are, like, so rich and, like, complain about the stupidest things.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
This one lady brought, like, 200 but she bought, like, a shit ton of outfits for, like, a weekend trip in the Hamptons when they were just staying at someone's house.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, I need an outfit for, like, every hour, you know? And they're like, what is wrong with you?
It's exhausting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but they're changing that rich.
Yeah, but no matter how rich I am, I'm not going to want to change every hour. That's exhausting.
Also, a lot of laundry, dude. Who's doing your laundry?
Not them.
Who's cleaning your clothes?
Not them. Because,
like, what? I know, it's also exhausting packing all of that, too. Who's packing all that?
Are you kidding me? Carrying those bags? No thanks.
That's the thing. They're all in, like, their individual, like, dress bags, too. Yeah, not even in a suitcase. I know.
I'm exhausted just hearing about that. Jeez.
It's okay. They're really fun to watch. I promise.
No, I'm down. I just, we got Monday, Tuesday.
I know.
Wednesday, Thursday. On Wednesdays, not just Wednesdays, but I'm still trying to catch up on Southern Charm.
I was just going to say, have you finally finished?
No. I'm done. I'm almost done with season 4.
Seriously, you're that, like, far out?
There's a lot to watch.
I know,
and
I know,
spooky
I know.
Movies. Like, I've been watching spooky movies.
True, true. I need to catch up on the spook movies. Although, I feel like there's not that many.
How many, have you watched any this year? You did Practical Magic.
So, I did Practical Magic. I watched The Curse on Bridge Hollow. That's on Netflix. I thought that was really good. Because it was just, like, a family Halloween movie that... I thought was good. It has the guy from White Chicks in it.
Oh, that's cool.
It has the guy, the judge from Pitch Perfect, that guy in it. And then it has the really funny lady from The Wrong Missy.
Oh, okay.
So they have a good crew. If you haven't seen it and you have Netflix, if you haven't been kicked out yet, highly recommend it.
Oh, and a tip, if you have gotten kicked out and you are... mooching off of your family, just have your family upgrade to the, I think it's called the family plan or whatever. It's like $20 a month, and then you can use it basically, like, you don't have to just use it at your home location.
I think that's the whole point of what Netflix wanted to do, right? To make more money.
I guess so. Just convince whoever is paying for your Netflix to upgrade, and then just mooch off of it.
Did you see that movie yet?
The one that you just talked about? No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What have you watched that's really good? I need inspo.
Well, I watched Practical Magic for the first time this year. That was pretty good. I've been branching out. Oh, the new Haunted Mansion.
I know. I need to catch up with that. My thing is that I only have Disney Plus in my bedroom and not here.
Oh, okay.
Because it's someone else's account. Not my account. So every time I want to watch it, I'm like chilling here. And I'm like, ugh. I have to go to the bedroom to watch it.
I can give you my login for the TV.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
For real?
My parents' login.
That would be lit. I mean, you don't have to.
There are a lot of spooky movies on Disney+.
I know, and that's the thing. That's why I'm like, oh, I'm never in the mood to go in my bedroom to like watch it.
So I'll give it to you.
Halloween Town. I know that's a classic. Can't watch that. It's too scary.
What?
Oh my god, I can't. It freaks me out.
What are you talking about? It's animated.
No, that guy. It's like it's like Scary Movie, not Scream. So you know how Scary Movie is supposed to be funny?
Oh yeah.
Right? It's like the satire of Scream.
Yeah.
I still can't watch it.
What?
It's the mask. It's the way it looks is too scary for me.
His face is scary?
Yeah. You don't think he's scary? The Scream guy?
The Scream guy? I mean...
You don't think that's scary?
I don't know. I guess
I think that's
really...
my worst nightmare. That's like my biggest fear. Is like if I ever saw that, I'd fucking die.
Noted.
Like, I would... I swear to God. I swear, don't you freaking dare. I know what you're thinking.
Just trick or treat at your house.
Do you want me to literally end up in some sort of psychiatric therapy camp because I can't cope in life?
No.
Don't do that.
I'm joking.
No, that is literally, like, honestly, one of my biggest fears. It's too scary.
Okay.
And the Nightmare Before Christmas, his face is so scary.
But he's sweet. Like, if you watch
it,
oh my god.
It's, like,
okay,
horrifying. Honestly, like, even Coco, I found a little scary. When they, like, the skeletons.
Oh.
I'm like, I just get, like, chill. I feel like my skin's crawling. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, I don't like it.
So you just have a fear of, like, skulls, basically.
Sure.
Okay, interesting.
Just like scary looking things.
Okay.
Like if anything,
you have a fear of scary things.
That looks scary. It can be scary, but if it looks normal, it's fine.
Well,
but if it looks scary.
There are plenty of other scary movies.
You
wanna
know what's nuts? The clown from It, I don't think he looks scary. But clowns do typically freak me out for the most part. But like the guy It. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he looks scary. I mean, he looks a little creepy, but I'm not, like spazzing out like I do when I see the Scream guy, where I'm like, oh, like...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess different strokes, different folks.
What? The hell does that
mean? Everyone's different.
Huh. Like, interesting.
Yeah. You find some things scarier...
Yeah.
Excuse me, than others.
Yeah, I don't know. Not for me, man. Not for me.
Well, there's plenty of other scary movie or Halloween or spooky movies that don't include.
I'm excited to get your Disney Plus login.
Yeah.
Just to catch up.
Yeah.
You know what was scary? Southern Charm.
Oh my gosh.
That episode.
So we sometimes will like text during an episode if there's something juicy happening. And, like, we can't wait for the podcast. We'll be like, okay, look, this is happening. Okay, save it for the podcast. This time, like, I literally had to call Jazz and cried on the phone.
It was so sad.
If you guys haven't watched, I don't know, maybe trigger warning of family members passing away, but Olivia's brother got in an accident.
I can't believe it. I rewatched the episode yesterday.
Why would you put yourself through that again?
I don't know. Well, so usually I like to watch things when I have time and I'm just chilling. I like to watch things twice because I want to see if I like missed anything out. But also like sometimes it's also nice. Like yesterday, it's like one of those things where like, you know, I woke up in the morning and I'm chilling in bed. I want to put something on, but I don't want to commit to something that's too long. But I also want to watch something familiar, so I don't need to, like, fully pay attention, because I'm just chilling, you know? Like, just woke up, I'm lounging, I'm having some tea. So I was like, you know what? I'll put on Southern Charm. And I kind of, like, forgot that it was such an intense episode. So I'm, like, literally in bed, tearing up. I'm like, why did I do this to myself? But, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that to yourself again.
It's because it's recorded. There are no ads. So I was just like, oh, okay, something... easy to watch that wasn't as easy as I thought.
That was not easy. That was a roller
coaster. I should have watched an older episode.
Yeah.
But it's also good because then I'm like, you know, prepping for the pod in a way where I'm like, oh.
That's fair.
Well, you were on the phone with me, so I could have barely paid attention. I can't do two things at once. That's why when you're like on the phone with me, I'm like, wait, what did he say? Like, I don't know. What did I miss? So there were like some moments that I missed. Like, I didn't hear what Leva ordered, you know?
Okay, what?
Like, when she was out to drinks with,
Who cares what she ordered?
I do!
Oh my gosh, you were rewatching for the details. It's all about the details.
It's about the details.
Details.
Yeah, no, so, like, I literally was, like, rewatching it, being like, I need to know what's going on. But yes, very sad. I'm intrigued to see what's gonna happen this week. I really do hope it gets better and happier.
I know. I mean, even towards the end of the episode, it was good. I'm glad that they, like, kind of showed Olivia being, you know, as okay as she could be when she came over and, like, all the girls were together and they were rallying around her. Even Taylor, you know, and, like, Austin was rallying around her and she, you know, felt good about Austin coming and showing up. And
I love that Craig made a lasagna.
Do you know who actually, well, Craig made a lasagna, but apparently people were giving Paige credit, and Paige was like, yeah, you're welcome.
Well, because, like, with Giggly Squad, right, like, Paige and Hannah always joke about how their moms would just make a lasagna as, like, a form of, like, love and, you know, comfort. So it was just sweet. Hilarious, but it was just funny, though, because Paige said that Craig didn't make it because of Paige. Like, he just, like, made a lasagna because she was like, oh, she needs food. It's comfort food.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious that Paige is taking the credit. She's like, it was all me. Like,
they're like, oh, Paige is Italian.
And now I want a lasagna. I saw something on Instagram and it looked like a really good lasagna. And I was like, oh, I want to make it. Although, I will say, a little fun fact about me, one of the foods that I actually get really annoyed making is lasagna.
Because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And when I make it, it just doesn't taste that good. So I feel like you put in all this work and then you eat it and I'm just like, oh, it doesn't taste like crack. When I make food, I want to be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't feel that way, then it's like, you put in all this work, all this love, attention.
That's Italian food. Like, Italian food, to be really good, like, you need to be making your own, like, tomato sauce, you know? And using, like, really good quality lasagna noodles. And
fresh pasta. Fresh sauce.
Yeah. Although, I don't know if you...
fresh.
I don't know if lasagna noodles should be fresh, because I feel like they'd almost be overcooked or something. But, yeah, I digress. Yeah, really. I'm glad to see that Olivia's, you know, okay-ish. I have a hot take, which you might disagree with me on.
Oh, no.
Seeing Craig's house in the beginning of the episode and then seeing JT's house, like, JT's house, that's his name, right? Like, the shorter guy?
Yeah.
I don't really like Craig's design very much.
Well, which house are you talking about, JT? Because don't forget, he has an apartment that he lives in. Are you talking about his event space?
No, it was the one that his mom came to visit in...
The event space.
That was an event space?
Yeah. So, see, this is why I watch things
maybe
twice.
Maybe I
missed It's about the details.
Through my tears.
Yeah. So, what JT does is that he owns a lot of property. He develops them. His mom's a designer, as you know. And then, yeah, they either, you know, have a bunch of Airbnbs, so they rent it out. So what you saw in that scene, that was his event space.
Oh.
It's not his home.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so he'll, like, rent it out.
Okay,
for,
like, that makes more sense. When he's wearing, like, a suit at home.
Yeah, that
wasn't his home.
Right. So, yeah, no, I love the design, though. I thought it was sick.
Of, like, that place?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. Yeah. Honestly, I would say that would be, like, my ideal home.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that, like, is not at all.
Oh, my God, I love... See, I could go many ways, right? Like I said, I'm not a very decisive person, clearly.
Yeah.
Like... If someone else will just do it for me, I could be like, yeah, dig it. Like, I don't think I would choose it myself, but I definitely know to my core, I love old, charming, antique.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, brown mahogany couches, fireplaces. You know, I like grand.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I don't really like modern so much. And Craig's house is very modern, which I still think it looks nice, but I'm with you. I'm not, like, I wouldn't say that would be my ideal vision. I like JT's event space better.
Yeah, and Craig's place, it's kind of all over the place. Like, I don't know, like, you
it's
can
not
kind
being
of
built.
Tell. No, I know, but, like, design-wise, and design does take time, and it's never, it's never done, but, like.
What do you think about those pink chairs? You know, like, those two little pink chairs in, like, the kitchen area? It's almost like their little breakfast nook, but it's not really, like, a nook.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
This is why
I was
watch
crying.
Things.
Okay, these are not important details.
When I watch things, I like watching things twice because not all the time. Only do it when I can.
I'm better at paying attention to things the first time.
You don't remember anything.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't know what level ordered or what the pink chairs look like.
You
I remember.
Know. You literally. didn't know JT, that was his house, okay, it's event space. You didn't notice the pink chairs that were so obvious.
That episode I was a little more distracted because of the phone call, just because I was just, it was just trauma, it was just traumatic.
I gave it to you, you were traumatized. So, take a look at the couches later and let me know what
you think. Oh my gosh, useless waste of my time. What do you think of this week's episode of Salt Lake?
You're not gonna mimic what I say this time? It was good. I don't know. I just thought it was, like, a little chaotic because, like, so you said that Monica has history with her mom that, like, there's, like trauma there or, like, issues?
I mean,
it's... I don't really remember much of that.
It's just obvious the way that they talk to each other. And I remember, like...
They bicker a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, like...
And then Monica constantly saying to her, like, I want to be, like, the good mother that you weren't. Like, it's just, like, clearly she was just a bad mom, or at least Monica said she was a bad mom.
That's so sad. Because honestly, like, again, I don't want to, you know, say the wrong thing, but just more like, I just can't imagine, like, the whole scene at the Easter party. Like, the way that Monica publicly was yelling at her mother.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how bad your parent is, I suppose, like, you don't do that in public. Like,
I really don't think they have a good relationship at all.
Clearly not. I mean, I almost wish, not wish, it's just more like, don't you want to pull her aside in the corner and then deal with it? It's like one of those things where, like, okay, let's put mother and daughter aside. It doesn't matter what relationship you have with the person. If you have an issue with someone, wouldn't you want to pull them aside and deal with it privately, not in front of everybody at an Easter party with little children around?
Well, not on Bravo. And like she said, she's Latina, so...
She's very fiery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy, the way that she ripped into her, like...
Crazy! Wow. And, like, I just can't get over the fact how public it was. Like, everyone had to see it. Like, I just felt so bad for her mom, because it's, like, she was totally humiliated.
Yeah.
And this is just so sad to watch. Like, I just... Seeing, like, any child yell at their parent, like, makes me sad. Because I'm like, I guess I've been fortunate to have a good upbringing relationship. But, I don't know, from my background, it's like you respect your elders, so.
Yeah, I mean, I would never do that to my parents.
Yeah, I know, so that was crazy.
Did you watch to, the very end when it's her, interview, Monica's interviewing, and she's saying, like, she's crying, she's saying,
yeah,
like,
she said, I wish I had a different mom.
Yeah.
Dude, that
chills.
Made me feel gutted.
Yeah.
I, like, the fact that anybody would say that too, like...
You know, oh, it had to be bad. Like, you
well,
clearly
I
had
mean,
to be bad
I guess.
If she's saying that.
Yeah, and obviously they're not going to get into it. Not like they need to, but... Dude, I'm telling you, this week, Bravo is, like, really putting us through the ringer of emotions. Like, everything's now... intense. Everybody's crying.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through trauma. Like, what the hell?
Like, this week better be good vibes.
Honestly.
Like, Winter House better be good vibes.
Did you see the meme that I sent you of when Meredith was in Mary's house and she just says the scene, she's a whore.
Like, oh, yeah.
I was laughing so hard because the meme goes, her jaw must hurt from all her expression. Her big expressions of the stuff she says.
Yeah, apparently when she's sober, she can say rumors. Totally American and
I
normal.
I literally just love the scene. The rumors. Honestly, that episode was epic. When they're at dinner, Meredith's trashed. She called the waiter and told him to basically be security, but it was just a waiter. She went British on the dinner table. She said, "Riz."
Well, that's the thing, right?
That, like, all happened at that dinner party. It was amazing.
That's the thing. When there's such a banger of an episode, like, you know... it starts to come down a little, right? Not every episode is going to be the best episode.
I know.
You know, there's waves and it's a roller coaster.
There's ups, there's downs.
Yeah.
I know.
There's heaviness, there's light stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will say, Bravo teaches you a lot. Like, a lot of people say reality TV is trash, which, yes, of course, a majority of reality TV is trash. I mean, there's so much trash out there. But what I love about our Bravo shows, and I was actually thinking about this the other day, not only do you learn a lot about the relationships between people, how they resolve conflict, you know, how they don't resolve conflict, but also you learn about people's different cultures. Because, mm-hmm. like, the one thing I was thinking of, like, Shaw's, I didn't know about Persian culture until we watched Shaw's The Sunset. Mm-hmm. Family karma. You learn so much about Indian culture, which obviously I know, but, like, I thought it was so cool how they depict it so authentically.
Oh, yeah.
And then again, like, Salt Lake City, bless you. Mormonism, you know, again, mm-hmm. I knew nothing about that, you know, and then you learn so much about it. And again, the traumas behind it, the good things behind it, and, you know, Jack going on a mission, like, that is, like, the one thing that I love about Bravo is you just learn so much. And it, I think it's cool.
It's really cool. And, like, not even yeah. just as a whole, like, all the shows, but, like, Southern Charm, too. Like, more about Southern culture, but also,
yeah.
like, within the individuals, too. Like, you know, they'll have, like, a unique, like, upbringing or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Monica grew up in Boston. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So you haven't been paying attention to all the episodes. Yeah. And
because
then,
I
like,
haven't watched it twice.
Salt Lake converted to Mormon. Yeah. Like, it was...
I didn't... Actually, maybe I think I did know that, but
yeah.
I don't know. I guess I kind of forgot. That sounds a little similar. Because I remember questioning why did she convert to Mormonism when she wasn't raised at.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what? Like, why?
Yeah. No, that's
true,
I,
yeah.
And it's also, you know, about cultures, but also, like, dealing with relationships,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, totally. And also, I do like that they're getting more diverse, too, with the cast. But also, like, I feel like when they get diverse with the cast, everyone brings in their own different story, regardless if it's, like, cultural or childhood background or, like, their new entrepreneurial business. Like, JT's whole business is so fascinating to me. Like, the fact that he just owns a bunch of property, flips it. He has, and now you know he has event spaces on top of Airbnbs. Like, that's sick.
Yeah.
And then there's Shep, you know, just...
just doing nothing.
You know, just hanging with little Craig.
Oh my gosh, I thought
Chilling.
Little Craig was gonna die in that episode.
Oh my god, that
I
was
so
sad.
Scared.
Yeah,
just like,
dude, that whole episode was so heavy. Like, really, really heavy. Like... Oh my god. Also, it was so awkward in the scene in Southern Charm where, oh my god, what is her name? Leva and... Why am I blanking right now?
Vanita?
Yes, thank you. It was so awkward in that scene where it's Vanita and Leva in Vanita's house, and they're, like, waiting for, you know, Olivia to come for girls' hangout, but Vanita's on the phone with Taylor, and she goes, I don't think you should come. And then Leva goes, just screw it, gives you the phone. Taylor, just come here, get your ass here. And Taylor's like, okay, sounds good. I'm like, and then also, and even before Leva says, come over, she goes, I just want you to know you offended me by saying that we're not her true friends. Anyways, can you come over now? And Taylor's like, yeah, I'm coming, I'll be right there. And I'm like, what just happened? What
is... You just show up and you're like, no one even wants me here. Like, I just, like, that's just... So
literally the most chaotic scene I've ever watched. I was like, what is going on right now? Like,
she coming? Is she not coming? Do you like her? Do you not like her?
Like, who's what? Friends? And Taylor's like offending them. Like, you're not our real friends. But I'm coming anyways. And I know you don't want me there.
Oh,
but
God.
I'll be there and eat gluten-free chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty good.
It does, yeah.
Well,
so that's hilarious.
I know. I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
What would you do if I got a dog and I named it Lil Jazz?
It's funny you say that because my coworker has a dog named Jazz.
Really?
Yeah. It's jokes. So when we're on the phone together, he's like, Jazz! I'm like, what?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, stop doing that. I'm like, stop doing what? Like, I'm not doing anything.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to the season where he gets, like, Lil Craig and explains why he named him Lil Craig, but I'm excited.
Wait. Oh, I was going to say, I want to tell you, but you know what? You watch it and
yeah.
figure it out. No, I think that'll be hilarious. What if I get a pug and named it Lil Mo? Can't
a
name
pug.
A dog Monica. Like, what dog is going to be named Monica? That's... No, like, now.
I guess so. Yeah, that's a little...
Mao. Moise. Mon.
Okay. Well, we'll see who gets a dog first.
Not me. Absolutely not me.
Not me
I'm nowhere near being a parent. I'm good. I'm happy being the fun aunt and petting all the dogs out there in the world. And I'm happy coming home to my non-fur house.
Allergy-free home.
Allergy-free home. Exactly. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Well, thank you. Do you have any other...
No notes?
No notes?
No notes. I'm good.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We went over everything I have.
Well, it's going to be a spicy week this week in Bravo.
You have any more crafts coming up?
No, but you know what? I'm inspired. I want to keep crafting. It's crafting season.
I need to figure out my Halloween call. You know what? I know exactly what I'm doing after this.
There we go. You're going to Party City.
Hell yeah. Okay, but if not that, then Walmart.
Can I give you some advice?
Please.
Can you set yourself a budget?
Oh.
Because you get excited at Party City.
Hello.
Set a budget and you can get whatever you want as long as it's within the budget.
Well, here's the good news. I don't plan on hosting anytime soon, so...
But yes,
I will just go to look for an outfit, and that's that.
You don't want any decorations, like Halloween-y, you know?
So here's the thing. Yeah, I do. But then it's either I go all out, you know, and then have to host a party, or I'm not doing, like, little tchotchkes here and there.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. It's more economical.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And sustainable.
So now I know what I'm doing, and I hope I find something fun.
That's
so
exciting.
I'm so excited.
Let me know, or don't. I love Party City.
Yeah, sweet. That's all I got. Anything else from you?
No. Thank you again for joining us all this week, guys. We love you.
Bye.